is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet. Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello to all of you. We have a matinee of girls high school basketball this afternoon on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Fort Loramie hosts Rushi. We are in the JV game. It's a slow crawl for a pace. It's late in the third quarter, about 90 seconds remaining, and Fort Loramie leads 24-21 near the end of the third period. Fort Loramie varsity, 10-0 on the year. Fresh off a victory against Arcanum on Thursday night, a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. 53-16, Fort Loramie victorious. Redskins 10th win in 10 tries this year. The defending state champs on a roll, got great nights scoring from Avery Brandewee and Maddie Shadow on Thursday in that triumph against Arcanum. We will detail in a few minutes for you how Rushi got it done against Botkins last Saturday, 63-32. Rushi girls playing their best basketball of the season, beating Botkins by 31 points. A wealth of scoring, a number of young ladies down in the scoring column for Rushi in that victory over Botkins. Prior to that game against Botkins, Rushi played Kettering Alter on Monday, December 23rd. We covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com. 43-40 win by Alter over Rushi, a game that Rushi had chances to win, very easily could have won it. Chuck, since 4 days before Christmas, this is only the second game for Rushi, which hasn't played as many games as Fort Loramie over the holiday season. That might be a factor, might not. Rushi-Fort Loramie girls rivalry usually brings out the best in these two teams. Last couple seasons in tournament play, Fort Loramie won by the skin of its teeth by 4 points two straight years over Rushi in tournament action at Vandalia.
Yeah, but unfortunately, well, what Rushi's going to have tonight is not turn the ball over 20, 25 times. If you can do that against Fort Loramie, then you got a shot in the game. I mean, if you got some athletes. Rushi's got all kinds of athletes.
And that was our message in advance of the Fort Loramie Arcanum game on Thursday. Arcanum turned it over about that many times in the first two and a half quarters as Fort Loramie won 53-16. JV game is tied 24-24. Rushi's up one now with a made free throw. 25-24 Raiders girls lead the preliminary contest inside the final minute of the third quarter. So we are going to have a quite lengthy pregame here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in a few minutes. JV contest, Rushi up a point, 25-24, 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Varsity game will tip in probably 25 minutes or so here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance.
Insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is an action-packed JV game here at Fort Loramie today. Redskins girls lead by a point over Rushi. We are a minute into the fourth quarter. Varsity Tilt still a good 20 minutes away yet here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Varsity has really not had a close call this year. Tightest game, an 11-point win over Anna, 39-28. Triumphs by 52, 35, 36, 44, 48 points, 37. The 11-point win over Anna on December 19th, 39-28. That was followed up 2 days later by a 17-point triumph over Versailles, 42-25. Chuck, you were here for the Fort Loramie win over Anna. I saw the 17-point win over Versailles. Tigers outscored Fort Loramie two of the four quarters in that game. Anna, with an unconventional defense, played Fort Loramie mighty tough. Redskins had difficulty scoring. It will be interesting to see what head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi throws up at Carla Siegel's Fort Loramie Redskins today. You can bet it will be a non-traditional look at the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, if you come out and try to play straight man on Loramie, you're going to have a problem. I think they're going to have to pressure him a little bit, because Loramie, not as strong guard-wise as they've been in the past. If they can put pressure on Loramie early and try to get them to turn it a little bit, you know, that's going to be to their advantage.
Meanwhile, the Rushi girls, as I noted a few minutes ago, thumped Bodkins on December 28th, 1 week ago today, 63-32. Rushi girls, best contest of the year. Fine performance by Rushi, which is at the peak of its game right now and could pose a tough test for Fort Loramie here today. Prior to that victory over Bodkins, Rushi lost twice to New Bremen, 29-23, and Kettering Alder, 43-40. This Rushi team, Chuck, on a day when these girls shoot it at 40%, they can be mighty dangerous, because Rushi plays such good defense. But as Coach Bayshore noted, we've had games this season when we least expected it. Contest, we just could not throw the basketball in the ocean, and we saw that against Alder, against New Bremen, 8 of 40 some for the Rushi girls.
Yeah.
A little better than that against Alder, not much. But if Rushi can shoot to close to 40% today against Fort Loramie, Raiders can give the Redskins a game. As you noted, Rushi's got to comfortably, easy for me to say, comfortably get the ball into the half court and run its offense. Easier said than done.
Well, yeah, and if they run their offense, they should be fine. They've got all kinds of athletes out there, and they're young, but they're very talented.
Against Bodkins, in Rushi's most previous win, Claudia Haney scored 11. Callie Gubo had 5 off the bench. Kylie Dosick, 6 off the bench. Hazel Francis had 10 in that game. Celeste Borchers had 10. Ariana Cordonier had 7. That is the kind of balance Rushi needs today here against Fort Loramie. About 5 minutes to go in our JV game, 31-31 tie, Fort Loramie and Rushi. And the gym becoming quite rowdy here. It's a tight affair, close contest. It'll go right down to the wire. That is for sure. Let's take a sneak peek at the Shelby County Athletic League girls standings. Fort Loramie on top, 5-0 in league play, 10-0 overall. Rushi 4-1 in the SCAL, 6-5 on the season. Rushi's lone league setback to Anna, 37-34. Anna 4-2 in the SCAL, 6-5 on the year. Bodkins 2-3 in the league, 5-6 on the campaign. Houston 2-3, 7-5. Jackson Center 1-4, 4-6. Fairlawn winless in the SCAL, 2 wins on the year. Elsewhere today in SCAL action, Houston's at Bodkins, Jackson Center's at Fairlawn, and Anna is on the road at Versailles in what should be a very good girls' basketball game. On Tuesday night, Houston is here against Fort Loramie, Jackson Center's at Anna, and Rushi is at Fairlawn on Tuesday. Bodkins girls have a date next Thursday on the road at Lima Senior. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls, Rushi girls, as they confront each other today. Healthy backyard rivalry. The last two tournament games between Fort Loramie and Rushi have been tight. Both 4-pointers won by favored Fort Loramie at Vandalia Butler. 5:20 to go in the fourth in our preliminary contest. Fort Loramie leads by a point here on Scores, broadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 37-35, Rushi girls lead Fort Loramie in our JV tilt. 2:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It has been a real close struggle. I don't think any more than 3 or 4 points have separated the two clubs throughout this game so far. And it's been performed in spurts. Fort Loramie will score 4 or 5 in a row, get the lead by a couple points. Rushi will score 3 or 4 in a row, go up by 2. And right now the Raiders have the ball. 37-35, Rushi, 2:20 left to go in the fourth and final quarter of our JV tilt. Last night here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Rushi Raiders boys defeated Fort Loramie 58-26. Last night here on Scores Broadcast, our Clancy stars of the game, by the way, DJ Barhorse for Fort Loramie, he scored 8. And for Rushi, 16 and 14 respectively for Vince Borchers and Dominic Francis, as Rushi defeated Fort Loramie. Game was tied at 5 after the first minute and a half to 2 minutes. And then Rushi went on a 14-0 run. The two girls teams from Rushi and Fort Loramie meet here today. We've got the opening tip-off a little bit later. We're still a good 20 minutes away. A minute 51 left in our JV tilt, 37-35. Rushi over Fort Loramie, a made free throw, makes it 38-35. Rushi girls being paced in this game so far by Cammy Schaefer. And the Fort Loramie girls' leading scorer has been Puppelman. She has been outstanding. Eliza Puppelman, a 5'9 crush. Rushi up by 4 late in the fourth. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
About 6.9 seconds remain in our JV game. Rushi with a slight lead over Fort Loramie. The scoreboard reads 43-39 Raiders over the Redskins. 6.9 left in our preliminary contest. I'd like to remind you that here on scoresbroadcast.com, weather permitting, we will be at Marion Local on Tuesday night. Bodkins against Marion Local boys basketball should be an outstanding game. Marion Local unbeaten, I think, in seven or eight outings now. Delayed start to the basketball campaign. Beat Versailles last night, did Marion Local, to remain unbeaten. Bodkins rolling along through 11 games, halfway point of the year. Bodkins 10-1. That is a big game on Tuesday night. Division 7 Bodkins against Division 6 Marion Local in Maria Stein. Tip-off around 7:20. We're on the air at 6:40. on Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com. Next Friday evening, Anna's at Jackson Center in SCAL Boys Action. Anna at Jackson Center. 1 week from today, the Ottawa Glandorf girls are here against Fort Loramie. The young Erford girl returns, outstanding player for OG, promises to be a fine game next Saturday. Fort Loramie hopes to remain unbeaten until then. Should be a dynamite contest. Tip-off set for about 1:20 or so next Saturday, Fort Loramie and Ottawa Glandorf. Rushi shooting free throws, up five now. Rushi girls have 5.1 seconds before the close of this game. The advantage for Rushi is now 6:45:39. The Rushi girls will be victorious in the JV contest over Fort Loramie here today. There's the buzzer. You heard it in the background. 45:39, Rushi over Fort Loramie in our preliminary game. So many thanks to Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. Those big three, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in a few minutes. Fort Loramie Rushi girls basketball upcoming here in about 15 minutes or so on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Well, this is the first of two meetings, of course, this year between Fort Loramie and Rushi girls basketball programs. The return match of Rushi set for Thursday, February 6th. Thursday, February 6th, Rushi Fort Loramie will meet up at Rushi. That is the last game for Rushi in its girls regular season. Fort Loramie will have one more after that on the road 2 days later on Saturday, February 8th against Marion Local. Rushi girls 6-5, Fort Loramie 10-0 coming into this game today. A number of big keys of how well can Rushi handle the basketball? Can Rushi stay close and put some pressure on Fort Loramie in the second half. Francis Schulze and Rucci offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal as we talk about our key building components for this game today. Francis Schulze uses the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here this afternoon, the key building components are taking care of the basketball for certain. Top scorers need to get their points. Claudia Haney for Rushi, Avery Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders cannot turn it over 20-25 times and hope to win the game, because Fort Loramie, with its defense, fuels its offense and gets easy baskets as a result. Those are the key building components of today's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates with Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Francis Schulze, in Rushi. Wisebridge Wealth Management on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Well, Chuck, Michael Bayshore of Rushi, head coach, Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie, head coach, talking in front of us at courtside. What do coaches share with each other before the outset of a game? Certainly it's not the strategy they're going to employ in about 10 minutes later.
It just really kind of depends. I mean, some of the coaches that I, when I was up against Sydney and I was coaching against Maggie Williams, we talked about all kinds of stuff. None of it had to do with basketball. And some of the coaches you don't know as well, so it's just kind of, you know, banter back and forth. And you talk, we're turning it over too much. Yeah, we're not shooting free throws. That kind of stuff.
And there's a winter storm watch in a couple days.
They might talk about that, too.
Well, Michael Bayshore's team is known for very good defense. So is Fort Loramie. It's going to be a defensive tussle. Can Fort Loramie turn Rushi over? Can an unconventional box and one or matchup zone for Rushi squelch the scoring power of Avery Brandewee and Matty Shadow of Fort Loramie?
Well, I guess we're going to see. I mean, that's what we're here for. They, Loramie, not heads above everybody else this year, but they're at least forehead above. Rushi's got a shot. They've got talent. They got a freshman point guard in Cordonier who handles the basketball incredibly well. Her offense will probably come as the years go, but right now, if you're Michael Bayshore, you just want her to handle the ball. Don't turn it over. Get the people in the right spots.
The last 2 years in the tournament at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center in regional play, Rushi gave Fort Loramie fits. Those two games were decided by 4 points, 33-29, 39-35. Rushi held the score down in those two contests and gave Fort Loramie a lot of trouble. That said, Fort Loramie in the regular season has won the last four regular season tilts. A year ago, 69-31 and 60-37. In 2022-23, Fort Loramie won in the regular season by a score of 54-41. I might note that Rushi beat Fort Loramie at the Rushi Gym late in the year in 23 by a score of 43-40. Before that, Rushi won 8 in a row. You go back to the 2017-18 season. Rushi won by a dozen points, 47-35 in a game played at Rushi. But Fort Loramie has dominated this series. During one recent stretch, Fort Loramie won 12 of 13. We expect a pretty good ball game here today, much like that JV tilt that went right down to the wire, with Rushi edging out Fort Loramie in our preliminary game here today. I'd like to note for you that we're on the air. Thanks so much to Barker Insurance. North of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued insurance agencies in the region, celebrating over 50 years since 1972. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. You will smile. We will style. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. An outstanding Rushi sponsor is A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road. One customer for Rangeline, or I should say for A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road, just a single customer back in 1986. Today, more than 200 businesses served by A&M across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And the regional customers of A&M and their employees benefit from A&M Pallet and its support for our local schools. Say, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Starting lineups, opening tip just around the corner. Fort Loramie girls, Rushi girls, go at it here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste.
so do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups here today for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Ariel Heitkamp at guard, 4 points a game. She is a 5'5" senior. Miley Shadow out front, 3 a game, a senior, 5'7". Along the front line, Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandewee. Victoria is just under 10 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, a 6'1" senior. Avery Brandewee, a 5'10" senior forward, 19.9 points a game, 8 rebounds. And Maddie Shadow at a wing, a sophomore, 5 rebounds a game, 12 points per outing for Maddie. She is 5'7" tall. For Rushi, Claudia Haney's in double figures at 12 a game, and Celeste Borchers and Addison Chappie and Ariana Cordonier are all averaging between 7 and 8 per outing on the year. 5 starters for Rushi: Claudia Haney, 6'2" junior forward; Hazel Francis, 5'11" sophomore guard; Addison Chappie, 5'6" senior guard; Celeste Borchers, 6-foot sophomore forward; and Ariana Cordonier, a 5'8" freshman guard. Carlos Siegel, head coach, Fort Laramie, year 26. Michael Bayshore, second year head coach at Rushi. We've got the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. That's fmbank.com. Rushi Raiders have just been introduced. Michael Bayshore has done an outstanding job as the head coach of the girls program at Rushi. And several years back, he coached the Greenville boys to quite a run and earned coaching awards for his success running the show at Greenville High School. He also assisted at Versailles for 4 years and was on the Fort Recovery coaching staff, coached the boys at Fort Recovery for a couple seasons, alluding back to his success with the Green Wave program under Bayshore. The Greenville boys went 53-39 during 4 seasons, earned a GWAC title, Greenville's first in 60 years. And as I alluded, Bayshore was the District 9 Coach of the Year, Southwest Ohio Coach of the Year, and the GWAC Coach of the Year, all those honors earned back in 2015. And he has put his stamp on this Rushi girls program, which plays outstanding defense. Head coach Carla Siegel's team, well known for its great defense as well. It could be a low-scoring tussle. First team to 40 could very well win this game here today. Head coach Carla Siegel at Fort Loramie in 26 years, 82.5% winning percentage. The defending state champs have won 4 titles during Coach Siegel's tenure. Fort Loramie won the tip to start the game. Got a shot baseline right. It wouldn't go, but Brandewey sticks in the rebound. And Fort Loramie's off and running with a 2-0 lead here at the start. 8 players in backcourt as Fort Loramie puts on pressure. Ball was knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Rushi inbounds again. It's Haney 80 feet away from the basket getting the ball. And it's punched away again by Fort Loramie.
Brandewey playing soccer out there. He's got 2 feet on the ball now so far.
Rushi finally gets the ball up to its volleyball line on the negative side of midcourt, now over the center line. The ball thrown into the post, then onto the arc to the three-point shooter. It's pumped up from distance by Haney. Hit the flange, went to the top of the backboard, came down. Fort Loramie got the board. Quickly, Redskins into the half court. A pull-up Jay missed on the play by Matty Shadow. Then a long rebound to Avery Brandewey, who knocks down a triple. Loose ball rebound to Brandewey. She connects. Timeout Raiders. Fort Loramie leads 5-0 in the first 43 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Up a good opening to this game for Fort Loramie. Not the start Rushi wanted. Raiders are clogged, stalemated right now in backcourt. Now they get it across and attack. 1, 2, 3 passes into the lane. Rushi then throws it on the arc. Far left side of the floor, it's Borchers to Hazel Francis, knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Celeste Borchers has got to get that shot up. She caught it in the lane, and instead of going up strong, she passed it back out.
Yeah, I used the word attack in describing Rushi as it came down the floor. Looked like the Raiders had pressure whipped eventually, thought they might shoot it below the foul stripe, didn't. Fort Loramie got a piece of the ball, slapped it out. Rushi in the half court now with a minute 20 gone here in the opening quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 5-0. Top of the circle, it is Addison Chappie on a weave to Francis. Straight away, Claudia Haney. Now 30 feet out, Ariana Cordonier, who sprints down the right side, checked by Ariel Heitkamp. Verdonier almost walked. Sloppy pass, far side of the floor. Rushi gathers it. Scattered court now. Player open beneath the rim. It's Borchers. Her shot hit the iron. Loose ball rebound. Stuck up and in. Nice play by the guard who came to the rescue. Snatched up the board. Did Addison Chappie for 2 points for the Raiders, who are on the board. Down 5-2. Oh, look out. Here's Avery Brandewee, mid-post, outside the paint on the right. A banker from 8 feet is good.
There's all seven.
And Fort Loramie leads it 7-2. We played 2 minutes, opening quarter. Here's Cordonier driving down the lane. Oh, a good dish off on the play to a teammate. Powering to the rim and scoring is Celeste Borchers for Rushi. In the act of shooting, she nailed it. Free throw upcoming. Victoria Mesher picks up the personal for Fort Loramie. 7-4 Redskins.
Hazel Francis at the line.
5:51 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Here's the free throw by 20, not 22. It was Hazel Francis who connected on the shot. She converts the free throw. Well done by Hazel, as in traffic while being fouled, she completed a tough shot, drained the free throw. Rushi's within two. It's 7-5. Ball thrown to Brandewee, elbow in the right. Hits a cutter along the baseline. Ball shaken free, goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. What's Rushi's defense doing, Chuck?
Well, they're playing a 2-3. They didn't ever get into their, it was 7-0 before they could ever get into a half-court defense. But, yeah, they're playing a 2-3.
5:28 left to go here in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie inbounding. Maddie Shadow to Brandewee. Brandewee bounces baseline right to a teammate. Ball raked away, stolen by Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the floor. Cordonier outside the arc on the right. A three-pointer gives Rushi the lead here. A two-point basket ties it. Cordonier 35 feet away to Haney. Ball thrown into a cluster of players down below the basket, knocked out by Fort Loramie. Rushi will throw in. 7-5 Redskins, 5:03 to go in the first. In the corner of the floor, Cordonier triggers for Rushi. She looks and throws it away. It is a bad pass picked off by Fort Loramie. Here's Maddie Shadow fumbling it in the lane, nearly coughed it up, threw it on the arc to the three-point shooter, who's in off the bench. It's Taylor Schmidtmeyer. She clanged it off the front rim, and Rushi gobbled up the rebound. 7-5 Redskins, 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling 25 feet away, Addison Chappie. Outside the arc, it goes to Borchers. Now Cordonier, who retreats to midcourt. 25 feet away on the right, it is given to Borchers. Now to Haney. Three-point try banged off the glass into the hands of Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Quick three on two. Down the floor to Mesher on the finish with the left hand.
Wow, nice shot.
Well done by Mesher. She was almost below the backboard. Got it to go. 9-5 Redskins lead the Raiders. We played half the first quarter. Rushi stymied at the timeline. Raiders do get it across in the nick of time. Ball goes for Cordonier into the left corner. It's fed to Chappie. She tries to pass to the post, and Fort Loramie steals. 3:48 to go in the first. 9-5 Fort Loramie. With the ball 25 feet away, it's the Redskins' Maddie Shadow. Baseline left to Brandewee. Short shot misses, and Rushi yanks down the board. The Raiders, Cordonier up and over the timeline. Brandewee on her. High right, Haney. Outside the arc of the left, it's Addison Chappie. Find a player open. Low on the left. She finds a young lady who scores. Celeste Borchers caught it and in one motion swung toward the rim from 7 feet away and swished it. 9-7 Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie attacking baseline right. Here is Rushi defending and stripping the ball out of bounds. Raiders in the first 5 minutes playing Fort Loramie mighty tough. 9-7. Fort Loramie in the lead. Line change for the Redskins. Brandewee is out. Corinne Holscher, who'd been in briefly, is out. Maddie Shadow checks to the sideline. Ball lob below the basket to Mesher at the foul stripe. Twisting down the left side of the lane. Her southpaw delivery is short. She got the rebound back. Powered a shot off the backboard and scored and was fouled.
That was strong.
Victoria Mesher going to work on the interior for Fort Loramie. which leads 11-7.
Foul on Haney.
Chuck, you've said it many times. It happened again right there. Victoria knew where her missed shot was going to wind up.
She uses her left hand around the basket so well.
Yep, sure does. Free throw good, but Mesher. 12-7 Fort Loramie. 2:52 left here in the first quarter. It turned into a pretty good offensive show early on here this afternoon. Cordonier outside the arc, picked up by Ariel Heitkamp. Hand off to Maddie Haney, who's in, 5'6 sophomore guard. Maddie stops her dribble, goes to Claudia Haney at the Fort Loramie logo. Now Cordonier, who stretches the floor. She's at center court. Right flank to Maddie Haney. Bounce pass to Claudia on top. She looks down inside. Goes left side to Ariana Cordonier. Now to Hazel Francis. Twisting, turning in the lane. Squeezes between a couple players and gets the shot to go down. 20-22 for Rushi. Little difficult to detect. Hazel Francis got the two-pointer. Nice play by her. Izzy Meyer in off the bench for Fort Loramie. Picked up the personal.
Goal by Francis.
Hazel Francis at the line for Rushi. She made the field goal. She's got the free throw. Hazel Francis 20. Celeste Borchers 22.
Hazel has the thicker ponytail.
Hazel 5'11". Celeste 6 feet tall. Not much difference there. Both wearing blue and gold, of course. Free throw good. Pumped up and in by Hazel Francis. 12-10, Fort Loramie, but 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. Maddie Shadow dribbling into traffic down the lane. Coughed up the ball. Taken away by Claudia Haney. Foul by Fort Loramie.
She tried to do too much that time. Just forced it in there.
Like to remind you about Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. It's gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market. We now offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Stop by Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches, and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new local community go-to store. Well, a Rushi turnover. An in-close miss by Avery Brandewey that danced all around the rim and came off. Avery jerked at her own rebound and was fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws for Avery. Fort Loramie up two. Make it three as she hits the free throw, and it's 13-10 Redskins. Maddie Shadow checks back in for Fort Loramie in place of Izzy Meyer. Second free throw, Avery Brandewey around and out. Loose ball rebound, tracked down by Maddie Shadow. Shadow with good hustle. Threw it on the arc to Ariel Heitkamp. Cordonier on her. High right to Brandewey. Ball thrown right corner. On top to Miley Shadow. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Takes it to the rack. Flips it up with the left. No, but a foul on Rushi. Nice southpaw maneuver by Miley Shadow. She drew contact. Didn't have much of a chance to make the shot, but she's awarded two at the stripe. The first one is in and out. Two in a row by Fort Loramie. A little hard. Bounced around in the cylinder. The shot by Brandewey at the free throw line. This one by Miley Shadow as well. In, out, no good. This one by Miley, too hard off the flange. Oh, towering rebound by Brandewey. Caught it in the paint. Threw it outside the lane on the right to Maddie Shadow. Her 15-footer bouncing out. No good. Rebound Rushi. A lid on it right now for the Redskins, who do lead by three, 13-10. Rushi working the ball neatly.
Nice.
Down inside to Claudia Haney. Good move. Couldn't finish. Rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Claudia Haney trying to make her presence felt on the interior, 6'2 junior. 13-10, Redskins over the Raiders. 52.6 to go in the first quarter. Kylie Dosick had been in for Rushi. She checks out. Raiders inbound on the arc to Chappie. Long, high-arching three, no good. Stick back, yes. Claudia Haney gets the deuce. Addison Chappie missed the triple badly. Haney cleaned it up. 13-12, Fort Lauderdale 1. Baseline drive. Miley Shadow overshoots it. Cordonier with the rebound. Here come the Raiders. Long pass angling across the court, and it's poked away by Fort Loramie. 13-12 Redskins. 29.6 to go here in the first. Substitution for Fort Loramie. Corinne Holscher will check in momentarily. Ball lobbed to Chappie on the arc to Haney straight away. Haney against Mesher. Gives it up 25 feet out to teammate Hazel Francis. Now to Cordonier, who spreads the floor. 11 seconds to go, first quarter. Rushi down a point, over guarding on Fort Loramie. Miley Shadow picks up the personal near the center line. 8.5 left in the first period of this game. Rushi gets the ball about 12 feet away from the center line, side of the floor, across the way. Mesher and Heitkamp out for Fort Loramie. Brandewey back in. Raiders inbounding. Again, 8.5 remaining first quarter. It goes to Haney. Haney to a teammate, Chappie. 3.5 to go. Running one-hander, Chappie. It is no good. Hit the back of the rim. Glanced away as the first stanza ends. Fort Loramie 13, Rushi 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
After a good start by Fort Loramie with leads of 5-0 and 7-0, Rushi rallied back and is down one. We open action here in the second quarter. To our right, the Rushi Raiders have the basketball. Rushi girls moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Fort Loramie right to left. 1-point lead Fort Loramie. Haney high post. Addison Chappie got a good shot. Fine look at the end of the first quarter. Just could not connect. Haney got a nice inside shot attempt in the final 45 seconds of the first. Here's a good drive down the lane by Ariana Cordonier. It hangs on the iron forever and comes off. Fort Loramie gets the board. Quickly down the floor to Brandewey. Brandewey's not stopped. She took it the last 50 feet to the rack and dropped it in right in front.
Can Mesher have all 15?
15-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins up three. A minute gone in the first. Oh, nice give and go. It is Claudia Haney to Ariana Cordonier, who catches driving down the paint up and through. Fort Loramie in the lead by one. 15-14. Up over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Comes Maddie Shadow. Off on the right to Brandewey. Brandewey 30 feet away, pivots into the lane. She's crowded near the basket, and it's a two-shot foul. Avery Brandewey for Fort Loramie getting it done here today for the Redskins. Great start for her. She's got 10 of the 15 total by Fort Loramie so far. A couple of free throws for Avery. It is up, and it is no good. That's a phase of her game that needs to sharpen up.
As a team, they're down 2 for 6.
Redskins shooting below the two-thirds mark at the free throw line on the year. First one by Avery was hard. This one is up and is swished. 16-14, Fort Loramie up two over Rushi. 6:41 to go here in the first half of play. The Raiders will bring it down. Hazel Francis on the floor with Claudia Haney. Ariana Cordonier, Addison Chappie out there. Steal midcourt, and then Rushi gets it back. Cordonier fires it up to Chappie. Chappie low on the right to Celeste Borchers. She winds her way below the backboard, gives it to Haney in the corner. Here comes the double team. Haney deals to Cordonier. Fine wraparound pass to a teammate. Chappie low on the left for the two-pointer. And we're tied up at 16. Good ball movement for Rushi. Great assist by Cordonier. Game is deadlocked, 16 apiece, early on, second quarter. Ball thrown down the left side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle to Maddie Shadow, to Heitkamp. Baseline right to Mesher. She goes around the backboard, underneath it, comes out on the other side. Missed the shot, no good. Rebound tipped out to Fort Loramie. Hand off to Mesher. Driving left-hand shot is in. Oh, nifty play by Victoria. You're right, Chuck. Boy, she is adept with that left hand.
She has improved so much.
18-16, Fort Loramie in the lead, but two. 5:28 left, second quarter. Fantastic game here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's a pass from the right corner by Borchers, batted by Fort Loramie, taken away by the Redskins. Long heave down the right side. Chappie tries to make the intercept for Rushi and fouls. 18-16, Fort Loramie in the lead by two over Rushi. Played less than 3 minutes here in the second quarter of this game. Fort Loramie inbounding low on the right. Or I should say now on the far side of the floor as an adjustment is made by the officials. Redskins check it in. And it goes to Maddie Shadow, who tracks it down near the center line to Brandewee, 30 feet out, back to Maddie. Rushi Raiders doing a very tenacious defensive job on Fort Loramie, and that hustle right there by Maddie Haney causes Fort Loramie to fumble the ball at midcourt, out of bounds off the Redskins. Credit Maddie Haney for Rushi. Fort Loramie 18, Rushi 16. 5:02 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Ball inbounded backcourt to Cordonier for the Raiders. She strides up the right side, being checked tightly by Maddie Shadow. Outside the arc on the left, Celeste Borchers. Straight away it goes to Hazel Francis, back to Celeste. Now Cordonier. Top of the circle, it's dealt to Maddie Haney. Coming out to catch high left is Celeste Borchers. In the left corner, Claudia Haney, 4.5 to go, second quarter. Claudia turns the corner, curls toward the basket below the foul line, and she's hacked on the arm while shooting. 18-16, Fort Loramie, 4:31 left, quarter number two. Couple of free throws here for Claudia Haney for Rushi. Raiders in their classic blue and gold. Blue shirts, blue shorts, gold numerals, Fort Loramie white top to bottom, red numbers, red and black trim on the shorts. Free throw by Claudia Haney is right on, and it's a one-point lead for Fort Loramie. Free throw made here by Haney would tie the count with 4.5 to go till halftime. Second free throw by Haney, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. It's around and out to the left. Little flat on the shot. Rebound snared on the play by Fort Loramie's Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Fort Loramie nursing a one-point lead. Redskins bring it up. Ball thrown outside the arc to Miley Shadow, over guarding Maddie Haney of Rushi. Team fouls in the second quarter. 1 on Fort Loramie, 3 on the Raiders. Of course, at 5, the other team shoots 2 foul shots. Between the circles, near midcourt, Maddie Shadow's got it. Gave it up to Miley. Now Brandewee comes out to catch, 25 feet away. Right side pass goes to Miley Shadow. who steps inside the arc, lets it fly. No good. Off the back frame. Rebound is slapped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Rushi now with a chance to take the lead. Down a point. 3:58 remaining until halftime. 18-17 Redskins. 11 points for Avery Brandewee. 6 for Hazel Francis for Rushi. Dribbling down the left side, Cordonier. Here comes the double team for Fort Loramie. She gets rid of it on the plate of Faith York, who's checked in. 5'8 junior. Ball thrown to the baseline, and Fort Loramie's on the back of a Rushi player. Team foul 2 on the Redskins here in the second quarter.
Foul on Maddie Chateau.
Corinne Holscher back in for Fort Loramie. Holscher on the floor for Schmidtmeier. Also coming out, Maddie Shadow for the Redskins. Rushi ball below the hoop. Cordonier inbounding. She looks some more. Pitches to York on the arc. Straight away it goes on the play to number 20, Hazel Francis. Baseline drive below the rim. Hand off to York. On the arc to Cordonier. She chucks a three ball, a little heavy, weak side rebound, down to Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor, baseline right to Izzy Meyer. Inside the arc to Miley Shadow. Jumper hits the back iron. Brandewee spears the offensive rebound, goes back up strong, and she is walloped. She'll get 2 with Fort Loramie leading by a point. We've been stuck for about 90 seconds or better at 18-17. Fort Loramie up 1. 3:15 left, second quarter. Free throw by Brandewee is in. 19-17. Redskins lead by 2. Second free throw here for Avery. 4 dribbles. She pumps and misses. Little long. Rebound Claudia Haney of Rushi. Quick outlet to Addison Chappie. Chappie darts up ahead, hands it off to Cordonier between the circles. High right to Claudia Haney. Now Chappie outside the arc on the left. 3 minutes even to go here in the second quarter. Here is a near steal by Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. She swatted the ball to side court and right in front of the scorer's table. Couldn't quite save it in time. Rushi possession down 2. There's Heitkamp with a clean intercept. She swivels the other way through the lane, left it short, no good. Oh, what a rebound by Brandewee.
How'd she get that up on the rim?
My goodness gracious. 2 blue shirts hovering on her back. Ava Brandewee snarped up the rebound below the iron, pivoted, reached around, and flipped it up and in. Fort Loramie before. 21-17, dribble drive.
Nice.
Down the left side of the lane. Oh, a great take by Hazel Francis of Rushi. That was a dandy. 2 super good-looking baskets in a row, Brandewee and Francis. 21-19, Fort Loramie up 2. Foul line extended left. Fort Loramie's got the ball. On the arc is Ariel Heitkamp. She blitzes down the right side of the floor into the corner. Feeds it out back to Izzy Meyer. Shot fake. Now to Ariel Heitkamp, who retreats to center circle. And Fort Loramie will take a timeout. 1:54 to go, second quarter. Redskins up 2, 21-19. A proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It is a 4-generation business that began back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And would you know it, the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. Fort Loramie possession, give and go. Brandewee to Mesher. Mesher hits an 8-footer, baseline right. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie, 23-19. 1:36 to go here in the first half. Matty Haney, head of the key for Rushi. Handles the ball to the right to Cordonier, who looks inside for Claudia Haney. Can't find her. Mesher on Haney's back in the post. Ball thrown 25 feet away to Hazel Francis. Now to Cordonier. A minute 16 to go, second quarter. 23-19 Fort Loramie. Over guarding foul, far side of the floor against the Redskins. Team foul 3 in Fort Loramie. Roosh has committed 4. Next personal on the Raiders will mean Fort Loramie will shoot 2 free throws. Far side of the court, Rushi inbounding, Faith York. Substitution, Miley Shadow out. And in for Fort Loramie is Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Raiders inbound to Claudia Haney, 35 feet away from the basket. Outside the arc on the right to Cordonier, picked up by Camp. Right wing, it's fed on the play to Hazel Francis, rotated around the top of the circle to Cordonier, back to Hazel. Shot fake, gives it up right side of the floor to Maddie Haney. Bombs away, bullseye, three-pointer. Rushi within one, quickly Fort Loramie down the floor. Izzy Meyer outside the lane, low on the right. Rushi gets a hand in on top of the mitt. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. The Maddie Haney triple makes it a one-point contest. 23-22 Fort Loramie. 44 seconds to go here in the first half. Redskins inbound. On top to Meyer. Now Heitkamp. Heitkamp behind the arc to a teammate. Now to Brandewee for 3. Short. Glanced off the rim. Brandewee follows. Dribbles. She is tripped outside the lane in the right. And the Rushi bench doesn't like that call. It looked like that Brandewee in traffic couldn't cleanly grab on to it. Rushi called for the reach in, and it's a 2 free throw situation, and Brandewee rims it. A little too much mustard on it, in and out. That's the Redskins girls' Achilles heel free throw shooting. 1-point lead Fort Loramie, 23-22. Last field goal of this game, a 3-point shot was drained from the right corner by Matty Haney of the Raiders. 29.7 left in the first half. Second foul shot for Brandewee is perfect. 24-22, Fort Loramie up 2. Rushi brings it down. Cordonier up and over the timeline. Cordonier picked up 30 feet out, but Taylor Schmidtmeyer. On the dribble, it is Cordonier with 16 to go. Rushi spreads its defense man-to-man. Rushi now begins motion. Action by the Raiders. Far right wing, Shappy back to Cordonier with 4. Cross-court pass to the jump shooter. It is in and out. Oh, a tough break. Claudia Haney rimmed it from 17 just inside the arc. Good delivery to her by Ariana Cordonier of Rushi. Her pass was spot on, shoulder high. It was caught by Haney. She let it fly. She beat the buzzer. It did everything but go in. It would have knotted the count. It rattled around and spilled to the floor. And the halftime score is 24-22 Fort Loramie. Ahead by 2 points over the Rushi Raiders. Fort Loramie jumped out to 5-0 and 7-0 leads. Rushi has played Fort Loramie dead even or a little better than that ever since. Halftime at Fort Loramie, 2-point lead, Redskins over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 9. 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, what a game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Matinee action, girls basketball from here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead the Raiders by two. Rushi down by a basket at intermission, 24-22. Fort Loramie on top. JV game also, or I should say the JV game went to Rushi over Fort Loramie. Close encounter. Game wasn't decided until the final minute or so. You're listening to high school basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. This segment of our presentation being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Butkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away. A look at the scoring.
Well, Loramie's got an 18 to 8 rebound and advantage, 10 to 2 on the offensive boards. Rushi only turned the ball over 5 times. That's why they're still in the ball game. Loramie only turned it 4 times. Both teams valued the basketball. Rushi, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Fort Loramie, 5 of 11. Not very good. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They were led by Hazel Francis with 8. They got 4 from Addison Chappie. Then they scored 3 each from Maddie and Claudia Haney. They got 2 from Celeste Borchers, 2 from Ariana Cordonier. They scored 12 and 10, 22 for the half. On the other side, 15 points for Avery Brandwee, 9 points for Victoria Mesher, 13 and 11. They scored 24 for the half. Not going to get it done if two girls, you're not going to have two girls score for you.
And I tell you what, Chuck, both clubs have answered the bell in terms of ball handling. Limited number of mistakes on the floor. Fort Loramie pressuring Rushi. Raiders handling it nicely. Rushi putting some heat on Fort Loramie. Redskins dealing with it as well. Love the way these two clubs are taking care of the basketball this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at. Both teams, you expect Loramie to not turn it a bunch, but you expect Rushi to turn it against Loramie, and they have not. So good job by the Raiders.
Very good defense by Rushi on Maddie Shadow of Fort Loramie so far. If she can up her game, that might spell the difference in this contest. Rushi, I love the Raiders' balance. A number of young ladies into the scoring column for Rushi. That was a big late three-pointer, but Maddie Haney off the bench. We are here at halftime, Fort Loramie 24 and Rushi 22. Thanks so much to Schnipple Construction in Butkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Rushi. They underwrite this segment of our broadcast here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Butkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household old handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Yep, here we go. 16 minutes remaining here at Fort Loramie this afternoon. Rushi trails Fort Loramie by 2. Redskins 24, Raiders 22. We start the third quarter of this contest. Rushi possession. Raiders at the timeline have the basketball in the person of Addison Chappie. Chappie to Cordon, you're 25 feet away. Goes to Claudia Haney beyond the foul line. Haney dribbles down the right side of the lane, goes below the basket, pitches back out on the arc to Hazel Francis. Now Chappie. Rushi trails by 2, opening half minute, third quarter. Far left wing, it's Hazel Francis, ball high overhead, picked up by Randaway. Now to Haney. Cordonier's got it behind the arc. Right corner, ball being held there by Francis. Now Haney, 25 feet away, has a little bit of a crease. Might have gotten away with a walk. Started down the lane, got banged by a defender, missed the shot. Rebound for Loramie. Randaway hastens down the floor. Good look up ahead to Miley Shadow for the driving layup for Fort Loramie, which leads by 4, 26-22. Fort Loramie pressuring backcourt. Long lob up the near side. Leaping, picking it off on the play. Celeste Borchers for Rushi, and then she was decked. Foul against the Redskins. Inbounding in front of the Rushi bench is Cordonier.
It's three on Mesher.
And she sits down. Victoria Mesher with three fouls. Scoreboard flashing. Three on her. That could be a factor. Cordonier's got the ball 30 feet out. 4-point lead Fort Loramie. Hit the elbow on the left behind the arc is Addison Chappie with a three shot, which goes down. A triple by Addison Chappie. Boy, she peeled off that screen, was left available. Her eyes lit up, and she flipped it in, 26-25. The Rushi three-pointer by Addison cuts the Fort Loramie edge to one, and then Fort Loramie perhaps gets a break on a call. An outside jump shot is missed by the Redskins. Maddie Shadow fired it, and Rushi got a hand on maybe the ball, maybe the wrist. Tough to tell. Fort Loramie awarded two free throws anyway. The first one is no good.
Yeah, that looked like a pretty clean block to me.
Yep, I thought so too. Redskins not sharp at the stripe. Both are missed. Maddie Shadow couldn't connect on either one. And Rushi garnered the rebound. 1-point lead, Redskins. Raiders have the ball, half court to our left. Behind the arc at Chappie. Chappie coming off a drained three ball by her, a big one. In fact, Rushi's last two field goals have been threes, but Maddie Haney and Addison Chappie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Chappie. Chappie got a screen, didn't use it. Claudia Haney comes out to catch. Brandewee on her. Ball pried loose by Fort Loramie. Loose ball collected by Hazel Francis down the right side of the floor to Claudia, to Chappie. Left open, unguarded. Three ball in the air. No good off the flange. Rebound to Rushi, juggled and lost. Brandewee picked it off. She storms down the floor. Oh, what body control. All the way to the rack for two. Big field goal by Brandewee.
Good steal at the other end.
28-25. Brandewee went coast to coast. 3-point lead Redskins. Raiders have it. 5:22 to go, third quarter. Here's a deep left corner three by Addison Chappie. Look out. She popped it in. Last three fielders by the Raiders have been triples. Haney and now two by Chappie. As she has poured in a couple trifectas here in the third quarter, and we're tied at 28. The three-point basket, the equalizer for Rushi here today. Brandewee comes right back. Her three ball goes down. Beautiful looking shot by Brandewee for Fort Loramie. As Rushi didn't come out to check her, she spotted up. And right now the two teams are playing skunk from behind the arc. 31-28, Fort Loramie in the lead with three. Thanks to the triple by Brandewee. Here's a deflected pass by Avery Steele by Fort Loramie. Rushi applies the pressure in backcourt. Redskins have it. 31-28 lead Fort Loramie. 4:22 to go here in the third. High right, it's Maddie Shadow on a weave to Miley. Miley to Maddie, gets a screen, left side of the floor. Rushi covers it well. Maddie, baseline, spins and shoots a 15-footer. It glances off the rim. Big rebound by Cordonier of the Raiders. Cordonier in backcourt. Half the third quarter gone. Cordonier to the timeline. Maddie Shadow on her very tightly. Almost fouled her. Loose ball, left corner. It is Chappie with it. She starts to drive for the Raiders and attracts a two-shot foul. Well done by Addison Chappie of Rushi.
Foul on Miley Shadow.
Miley Shadow picked up the foul. Two fouls for Fort Loramie here in the quarter. One on Rushi. Free throws. Chappie, the first, is perfect. Fort Loramie 31, Rushi 29 here on scoresbroadcast.com. This is the first of two meetings between the two clubs who will play again early on in February. In fact, it's the first Thursday of the month. Second free throw, bounds off the iron into the corner. Fort Loramie traces it down up to Redskins at possession. Heitkamp to Maddie Shadow between the circles, behind the back dribble. Outside the arc on the right to Izzy Meyer. Meyer back to Shadow for Fort Loramie. Dribbling. Gives it up high left on the play to teammate Corinne Holscher. right back on the plate of Maddie Shadow. Elbow, right side of the circle. Jumper, 16-footer. It circled the iron, came off. Rushi snared the rebound. Scattered floor. Quickly, Raiders into the forecourt. And Coach Bayshore gets a timeout. 3:09 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 2, 31-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact O'Reilly online, OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. Well, out of the timeout, Rushi works the ball cleverly into the lane to Hazel Francis, who sticks it in to tie the count at 31. Big field goal by Hazel. Three previous made field goals for Rushi had been threes. 2:50 to go, third quarter. It's a 31-31 deadlock. Amber Brandewey inbounding right in front of the Fort Loramie bench as she receives instructions from head coach Carla Siegel. Avery looks, tries to find a teammate, fires down in the right corner to Izzy Meyer. She goes baseline, cut off on the arc to Maddie Shadow. 2:40 left to go here in the third. We're tied up at 31. Straight away, Brandewey. Claudia Haney on her. Brandewey steps into a three. It's off to the right. Ball caroms into the corner. Meyer tracks it down right inside to Brandewey. Brandewey catches low and missed it, but she is fouled. Cordonnier had to leave the girl she was guarding to find Brandewey. Stopped a made field goal. Brandewey's got two free throws coming. Three team fouls in Rushi in the quarter, two in Fort Loramie. The free throw by Brandewey is good.
50-50 at the next timeout.
32-31, Fort Loramie up a point. 2:28 remaining here in the third period. Second foul shot by Brandewey is also on the money. And the Redskins inch back in front but two, 33-31. Fort Loramie has led most all of this game. Rushi has been tied or within close striking distance throughout these two quarters plus so far. Cordonnier's got the ball high left for Rushi. Feeds top of the circle to Maddie Haney through her hands. And it's stolen by Fort Loramie. Racing hard down the floor all the way to the rim. Oh, a nice play. Well done by Izzy Meyer of Fort Loramie. She got the loose one at the Rushi end of the court and blitzed the other way. And while being defended, Izzy made a critical two-point basket to give Fort Loramie a four-point lead, 35-31. A minute 43 left to go here in the third quarter. Raiders have the ball from long range. It's Chappie. Chappie stumbling. Brandewey on her. Nearly fouled her. Now thrown 25 feet out to Celeste Borchers. Into the left corner, Claudia Haney reaching around his height camp, who played good D, and Haney touched it last, out of bounds.
The fans didn't like it, but I couldn't see. I was blocked by the bench.
A minute 24 to go here in the third period. Four-point lead, Fort Loramie, 35-31. Two team fouls on the Redskins in the quarter. As I mentioned seconds ago, Rushi's got three. Here's Maddie Shadow signaling a play outside the arc on the left to Brandewey. Far left wing to Heitkamp, right back to Brandewey. Baseline left, pivots into the lane. Her shot is short. Brandewey struggles to get the rebound, scrapes it up off the floor. lays it up against the backboard. No. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Avery Brand, who we seemingly chuck, is everywhere.
Well, she's got to be doing the scoring because really nobody else is. She's got 22 of their 35.
Baseline right playmaker for Fort Loramie is Maddie Shadow. Looks, can't find Heitkamp. Dishes to Brandewee, cutting into the lane. Gives it to a teammate. Foul line extended left. Izzy Myers, 15-footer short. Might have been bumped. No foul call. Loose ball rebound to Rushi. Rushi strides up and over the timeline. Foul against Fort Loramie. 49.8 remaining third quarter. Big stretch right here. Rushi doesn't want to see Fort Loramie get a three-possession advantage. A 6-7 point lead in this game at this stage is pretty significant. Callie Gubo on the floor for Rushi. She'll inbound in front of the Raiders bench. Fort Loramie 35, Rushi 31. Ball thrown backcourt to Cordonier. Cordonier guarded by Meyer. Ball looped right side to Claudia Haney. Coming out to the left and catching behind the screen is Addison Chappie. She lets it fly. A trifecta. No, it hit the heel. Loose ball rebound to Cordonier of Rushi. Heads up play by her. Fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws here for Ariana Cordonier for Rushi. Boy, she was Johnny on the spot there. Loose ball rebound on the deck. She dug it off the hardwood, earned two free throws, and makes the first. 35-32, Fort Loramie by three. 31.4 to go, third quarter. Second shot here by Cordonier. One, two, three bounces. It is no good off the flange. Rebound right back to Cordonier. Feeds Claudia Haney straight away for a three ball. It is good! Pumped in from distance. It was Callie Gubo who made it. Five. And we're tied at 35. Quickly, Fort Loramie Brandewee squeezes between two defenders with 13 seconds left and can't get it to go down. And Rushi will play for one here at the end of the third quarter. Ball kicked in backcourt. How many different players for Rushi, Chuck, have threes? At least three different ones, I know.
Well, they've got one, two, three.
Right. Gubo, Haney, Chappie. Maddie Haney, Callie Gubo, Addison Chappie with triples for the Raiders. Four of their last six field goals have been threes. We're tied at 35. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi inbounds. Midcourt, four to play. Ball thrown deep left corner. Long one by Gubo. A Hail Mary at the buzzer is no good. 35-35 tie. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, not a thing has been decided. We are deadlocked. Fort Loramie 35, Rushi 35. We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. The equalizer for the Raiders has been the three ball, some clutch three-pointers here in the second half for Rushi. 35-35, even up. Fort Loramie possession. Brandewee in the far corner. Gives it up out high to Maddie Shadow. Maddie on the bounce for Fort Loramie. extreme corner to Heitkamp. Now back to Maddie straight away. Rushi's defense, Chuck, is it a man-to-man now, or is it a zone?
They're still playing man now.
They're in man at this time. Brandon, he's got the ball high right, fell to the floor, got up, dished it off to a teammate, handled there by Maddie Shadow. Down the left side to Mesher. Coming out to catch is Miley, straight on, left wing, Heitkamp. Good ball reversal, low on the left to Mesher. He squares up from 8 feet and gets it to go down. Nice bank shot by Mesher. Good action by Fort Loramie, which reversed the ball neatly to Mesher.
Great footwork that time by Victoria.
Fort Loramie with a two-point edge, 37-35. Rushi to midcourt. Cordonier dribbling, goes to Haney, 35 feet away. Swivels around Mesher down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. And then after the block, Haney is called for an offensive foul.
Player control foul.
She ran over right over top of her. The shot was clean, blocked clean, and she ran over the girl that was standing under the basket. I agree that she was way under the basket, but that's not a rule.
Good defense by Fort Loramie. Real tough break for Rushi, and the Redskins get the ball back. Up by two. 37-35. Fort Loramie in the lead. 6:43 to go here in the fourth. Oh, a good two-person game. Brandewee on the arc. Down into Mesher. To Brandewee. Right back to Mesher. Low on the right for a two-pointer. Wow. Brandewee and Mesher teaming up. A couple of big goals to start the fourth quarter for Victoria. 39-35. Fort Loramie ahead before. Here's a deflected pass, top of the circle by Fort Loramie, stolen by Heitkamp. A run out the other way. She's got it for two. Rushi needs a timeout. Redskins up six. 6:16 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Man, oh man, has Victoria Mesher ever given Fort Loramie a shot in the arm? Two big field goals by her. She's now up to 13 points. A Heitkamp steal, a driving layup by Ariel, and suddenly Fort Loramie's in the lead by six. 5:50 left to go in this game. Here's Haney out high for Rushi. She tries to go high, low on the pass down inside. The delivery's off the mark, tip by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebound in the left corner. It is a jump, and Rushi will keep it. 41-35, Fort Loramie ahead by six. Biggest lead for the Redskins since they were up early on at 7-0. Cordonier inbounding left to the basket for Rushi. On the arc it goes to Celeste Borchers, right back to Cordonier. She's pinched by two defenders. Here comes pressure. She's got to find a teammate. Does get rid of it eventually to Celeste Borchers. Borchers to Haney, 25 feet away. Rushi needs points on this possession. Haney, right corner, Addison Chappie. Chappie swings back outside. Hands off to Cordonier, who's near the Fort Loramie logo. Cordonier dribbling, looking for Chappie on the back cut. She's not open. Cordonier in the lane, running one-hander. Hit the rim, skimmed away, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, quickly up ahead to Mesher. Mesher against Haney. Into the post to Brandewee. Pivot. She's double-teamed and scores anyway. And she's fouled. Wow. That is an all-state performer's move right there.
She has such a solid lower body. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's strong up top,
yep,
but her legs are so strong that they just can't bump her off.
Nope, she survived a lot of contact on that swivel move outside the lane in the right, 9-10 feet away. And she's so adept at using the backboard. She plays all the angles. And she converts the three-point play, fouled in the act of shooting. And suddenly, 9 straight points by Fort Loramie, which leads 44-35 with 4:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Rushi needs points right here. Addison Chappie chucks up a long three and buries it.
She's
Addison Chappie, oh, was that ever crucial. Chappie right in front of the Rushi bench, let one fly, and she hoisted in eighth the re-ball. Mighty important trifecta for the Raiders, who are back within six, 44-38. Mesher at the elbow on the left for Fort Loramie. She's doubled. Sandwiched but two blue shirts, gets rid of it to Heitkamp. Far left wing to Mesher, 4:12 to play. Fort Loramie ahead by six. Ball given to Brandewee, 25 feet out, starts into the lane with it. Late delivery to Mesher. Low on the left, couldn't get the shot to go, got the rebound back. Her follow's not good. Rebound right corner, Rushi with it. Punched away by Brandewee, Raiders get it back. Here comes the double team. Rushi's Cordonier, way up ahead to Chappie. 3-on-2, Rushi. Chappie fires a triple. No, it flared off the rim, and Brandewee tracks down the rebound. Important sequence right there.
That was a terrific shot by Chappie in the scatter court. Just didn't make it go.
Neither team scored on its last possession. Fort Loramie takes a timeout. The lead was 9. It's 6 for the Redskins. 3:35 to go here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, led by 25 points from Avery Brandewee, Fort Loramie has pushed out to a 6-point lead over Rushi, 44-38. After the Redskins' timeout, a missed 15-foot jumper, fadeaway by Mesher, a little heavy, rebound to the Raiders, who are down 2 possessions, 6 points, pivoting, twisting into the lane. Goes to Les Borchers, knocked away by Fort Loramie, thrown way down the floor to Heitkamp, who scoots to the basket and scores. She was Jerry Pickin. Fort Loramie came up with the loose ball and hustled the other way. That's 2 easy baskets for Heitkamp here in the last 90 seconds of this game. And Fort Loramie's in the lead by 8, 46-38, with 2:36 to go in the fourth. Cordonier's got an open look from 3, puts it on the deck, drives, left it short. She was clearly fouled. No call. That was a mistake. Should have been 2 free throws for Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. Fort Loramie's got the ball in the half court. 25 feet away on the right, it's Heitkamp, who's knocked down, fouled. Team foul number 3 on Rushi. 2:18 left in the fourth.
I don't know how you missed that. 3 of you out there. She got hammered.
Yep, in the act of shooting, about 12 feet from the basket. Cordonier should have been shooting 2 free throws, and that's a big no-call. Here's Brandewee, baseline right for Fort Loramie. Now to Mesher. 3 team fouls on the Raiders. On the 5th, Fort Loramie shoots free throws. Clock reads 2:03 to go in the game. 46-38. Cordonnier puts the bear hug on Heitkamp. Bowser, team's fourth. 46-38, Fort Loramie. Heitkamp inbounding right in front of the Redskins bench. She looks, fires into Mesher, over play by Haney, who couldn't get the steal. Haney caught it, went beyond her, and laid it in. Or I should say Mesher caught it beyond Haney. Beautiful play by Victoria. Haney went for the steal, couldn't pick it off. She gambled, lost. Mesher scored the 2 points. Here's an elbow jumper by Claudia Haney. It is off to the right, no good. Fort Loramie's Brandewee snared the rebound, threw it down the floor to Maddie Shadow, who dives into the lane and double dribbles. The lead is swollen to 10, 48-38 in favor of Fort Loramie with 1:37 to go in the fourth. Tell you what, Chuck, Mesher on that last field goal, good concentration, because the Rushi defender got in front of her, blocked her vision, nearly picked off the pass.
Yeah.
Mesher with excellent focus, caught it, spun to the rim, big two-pointer right there. Rushi in the half court, shoving foul from behind as Mesher picks up her fourth. A minute 29 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 10, 48-38. And the duo of Brandewee and Mesher have 40 of Fort Loramie's 48 points in this game. Heitkamp with a couple of driving layups here in the fourth period. Outside the arc, it is fed to Borchers. Borchers with a baseline drive for Rushi on the run, short on the shot. A lot of traffic there, white jerseys around. She couldn't convert. And Fort Loramie got the rebound. Brandewee threw it away, though. Stolen. Quickly, Raiders into the half court. A minute left. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Between the rings, it's Chappie. Chappie, 45 feet away, gives it up to Cordonnier. High left to Borchers against Brandewee. Started toward the rim. Should have continued to the basket. Pivoted back. And then Brandewee got a mitt on the shot attempt. And Fort Loramie grabs the loose ball.
Yeah, you got to keep going there. You're down 10 points. There's no reason to pull up.
10-point game, 48-38. Redskins have it to our right. Down to 36 ticks on the clock. Brandewee motion. She's double-teamed. Gives it back to Miley Shadow between the rings. Miley on the bounce. Veers to the left. Here's a near steal by Rushi. Miley controls. Gives it to Maddie. In the left corner to Mesher. 20 seconds to go. Four team fouls in the Raiders. Fort Loramie will shoot two free throws. If Rushi does elect to foul, Raiders are not fouling, and that's going to do it. Down to 10, 9, 5 seconds left. Fans on their feet here at the Fort Loramie gym. They were treated to a special game here today as Fort Loramie breaks what I think, Chuck, was a 38-38 tie. With the 3-something to go and scores the last 10 points of the game?
No, it was 35-35 at the end of the quarter, and then they jumped out, pushed it out, yeah.
A 13-3 fourth quarter advantage for Fort Loramie. It was tied at the end of three periods. It was still anybody's game first couple minutes into the fourth, and Fort Loramie, with a run to close it out, wins by 10. 13-3, decisive fourth quarter in favor of Fort Loramie, which triumphs 48-38. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including the three from Fort Loramie. With us each and every Fort Loramie game, just Fort Loramie games only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and thanks as well to Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. And again, we say hello to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. We've gone local at Schaefer Market. We are your new community go-to store. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop at Schaefer Market. And you'll love our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Stop by today, see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. 10-point win, Fort Loramie over Rushi. final score, the difference of 10 points, not nearly indicative of how closely this game was played. It was super competitive, 35 all tie at the end of three. And Rushi was hanging around through the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. And then Mesher, Brandewey, and Heitkamp scored big buckets down the stretch. And Fort Loramie won by 10. Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrific effort by the Raiders. Addison Chappie was terrific. She had 14 for the game. They ran out of steam. They could not. They scored 3 points in the fourth quarter after tying it. They were really in a position to pull the upset here on Loramie's court, but they just kind of ran out of steam, and Loramie did a nice job of getting the ball to Mesher there. She had 15. She had six in the fourth quarter.
And 25 points for Avery Brandewey this game. Yeah. Chappie's 14, backed up by Hazel Francis, who popped home 10. A fine contest. And what was amazing, the pace at which this game was played, and very few mistakes, not many turnovers.
Loramie turned it 5 times, and Rushi only turned it 10. They probably averaged 25 turnovers a game in the years I've been doing Rushi-Loramie games. 10 turnovers for them, 5 in each half, is terrific.
Yeah, that's the recipe for success against Fort Loramie. Take care of the ball. Rushi did that today, made some key 3-pointers. To borrow Chuck's phrase from a few seconds ago, the Raiders just ran out of steam, and Fort Loramie produced key offensive sets late in the contest, which generated baskets. Plus, Ariel Heitkamp got a couple big runouts the other way.
Yep.
Brandewey and Mesher in the fourth quarter down below the foul line were really, really good.
Yeah, and they out-rebounded them 34-15. 15-3 on the offensive board.
Yep,
that's a
yep.
big difference.
Yep.
You only lose by 10 and you get thumped on the boards like that. You did some things right in the other phases.
And you can bet Brandewey and Mesher had virtually every single one of those offensive rebounds.
Yep, yep. And then 8 for 16 from the free throw line for Loramie. Rushi only went there 8 times and they made 5. My Clancy's players of the game are Addison Chappie and Hazel Francis for the Raiders. And on the other side, it's obviously Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher.
So many thanks to Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, the duo of Avery Brandewee and Victoria Mesher, a monster down the stretch. Fort Loramie defeats Rushi 48-38. A very competitive, entertaining, well-played game here today. Only 15 turnovers between the two clubs. The return match set for Thursday, February 6th at Rushi. Rushi has now lost two in the Shelby County Athletic League. Raiders on the year 6-6. Fort Loramie's record advances to 11-0. Next game for Fort Loramie, Tuesday here against Houston. Next Saturday here, Fort Loramie takes on Ottawa Glandorf. Should be a good game. Fort Loramie and OG next Saturday. We've got coverage for you at about 12:40 p.m. next Saturday afternoon. A week from Tuesday, Fort Loramie is home again against St. Henry on January the 14th. Rushi girls have dates upcoming on January 7th with Fairlawn away, January 11th, Anna at home, and January 16th at Jackson Center. Rushi's other league loss in addition to today was at Anna 37-34. Love what we saw from the Rushi Raiders here today. Chuck gave Fort Loramie all the Redskins wanted and then some.
Yeah, they played well. I mean, they for three quarters, they played them even. And then just a little bit of a spurt there by the Redskins. Too much Avery Brandewee, too much Victoria Mesher. But, boy, I tell you what, Chappie had a heck of a night shooting the basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rushi. A number of young ladies in the scoring column. Three different girls made threes. And most of the baskets for Rushi in the second half were three-pointers as the Raiders hung around. That promises to be a terrific second match when these two teams collide on Thursday, February 6th at Rushi. So many thanks to our great listenership here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Christian Netcast sent me a note at some point in the third quarter. We had 3,100 IP addresses joined, 3,100 IP addresses hooked up to scoresbroadcast.com at a precise moment in the third quarter. That was the max total for the day. It might have increased beyond that in the fourth. Terrific audience today for a fantastic game, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. Hope you did, too. For you listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie. Join us on Tuesday night at Marion Local Botkins against the Marion Local Flyers as the Trojans, 10-1 on the year through 11 games, take on Marion Local in a big boys clash at the Flyers gym. Airtime 6:40 on Tuesday night. Jack Kramer saying final score once again here today. Fort Loramie 48, Rushi 38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indiana Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.